On March 10, 2011, Governor Pat Quinn signed a law applying the state's 6.25% sales tax to online internet purchases made in Illinois. Federalism, one of the cornerstone founding principles in the United States, provides states with autonomy over the ability to address local problems and needs without interference from the federal government. To that end, states and local jurisdictions can collect taxes within their borders. However, an increase in electronic commerce transactions complicates collection of these taxes. E-commerce typically involves a vendor in one state who owns a website, which is hosted by a web provider with a server in another state, and the customer may be living in a third state. According to a 1992 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Quill versus North Dakota, in order for a state to require the collection of sales taxes, a business must have a physical presence in that state. There is a huge competitive advantage from not having to collect sales taxes. Profit margins from routine sales are usually around 5%. Thus, there is limited flexibility for companies to charge a lower price to attract customers. However, if a company limits their physical presence in a state and avoids the requirement to collect sales taxes from their customers, they can create a higher, say 10% pricing advantage over companies with a physical presence in the state. However, this advantage is a bit of an illusion. State use taxes are owed for goods bought outside of the state but used in that state, including online purchases. However, the buyers are the ones responsible for reporting and remitting the taxes on those purchases themselves. You may have noticed while filling out your Illinois income tax returns this year that this use tax for internet purchases is now included directly on your income tax form. However, the concern remains that this self-reporting of taxes will be less than accurate. Following the Quill decision, states have tried to get around this physical nexus requirement by requiring the collection of sales taxes if agents, affiliates, or subsidiaries are present in the state. The recently passed Illinois law, the Main Street Fairness Act, does just that. It expands the meaning of physical presence to include affiliate companies, which in the case of e-commerce are deal and coupon website operators that earn commissions for directing shopping traffic to an online store. Opponents argue that by expanding the definition of physical requirement, affiliate companies in states with stringent taxing requirements will suffer. For instance, in response to this recent legislation, Amazon and Overstock have announced that they would avoid the sales tax issue by dropping their several thousand Illinois affiliates. The concern is that companies whose business is associated with large online retailers are now incentivized to relocate to states with less stringent sales taxing rules. And the state of Illinois estimates that it loses between $153 million and $170 million in sales tax revenue annually due to retailers not collecting sales tax. That said, online retailers who already have a physical presence in the state, such as Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, and Sears, have launched initiatives to poach these dropped affiliates. So perhaps this concern is unfounded. We shall wait and see. I'm Jay Kaysen.